if we all recycle one thing every day, it makes a humongous difference.
Hey everyone, welcome to Recycle Rise, Recycle's very own podcast, in our quest to get the message of environment and sustainability to you with ease. Through Recycle Rise and all the guests lined up on our podcast, we will rise in our thinking, rise in our perspective, and rise in our commitment to the environment as we continue to bring interesting, inspirational sustainability stories to you from around the world. Today, let's go to the far west, to California in the United States. While most of us are searching for our purpose in life, even at 30 years, this little boy had it figured out when he was 3 years old. In case it sounds unbelievable, let me repeat that for you. A 3-year-old boy woke up one morning and said he wants to build his life around recycling, and that is how Ryan's Recycling was born in 2012. Ryan has been recognized internationally for his recycling efforts and was awarded the 2017 Citizen of the Year by his hometown in California, Reader's Digest 2020 list of Kids of the Decade Changing the World, and was featured in Time Magazine for Kids and National Geographic Award. Ryan is responsible for recycling over 1 million cans and bottles in an effort to keep pollution out of our oceans and landfills. When his story got viral in 2017, Ryan has become an international icon for recycling around the world. As I welcome Ryan on today's episode, I want to summarize the philosophy that Ryan's Recycling stands for. Recycling is the single most important action a society can do to simultaneously help the environment, the manufacturing, the economy, and to prevent unnecessary waste from going into our landfills, rivers, lakes, and oceans. Welcome to the podcast, Ryan.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So I just wanted to know, how did you get the inspiration to start recycling, and how were those initial days and years like?
Well, it was pretty fun. I got my inspiration just from my dad when he took me to the local recycling center for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it, and I just wanted to keep recycling.
So why is recycling important? Okay, we get why you want to do it, but why is it important?
It's important because it's something that everyone can really do. It's really easy. Recycle materials out of the landfills, oceans, rivers, lakes, mm-hmm. pretty much anywhere that right. it should not belong. Except in the recycling bin. It should be in the recycling bin.
It should be in the recycling bin. That's the only place where it has to go. So what happens if it's all over the place? What's the worst that could happen?
Pretend we are both sea turtles in the ocean, mm-hmm. and sea turtles like eating jellyfish. Plastic bag floating around that's tied up. It mm-hmm. looks like a jellyfish. We right. eat it, we get really sick, and we die.
And we absolutely don't want that. So you say you want to keep waste out of the oceans, right? That's what you're just saying. So was there any instance where you saw the waste in the water and were like, what is even happening? Where is all this mess coming from?
Well, yes, I have seen trash in the ocean and recycled stuff floating just everywhere and washing up on shore.
Was it really bad?
Yeah, it is pretty bad. Like a couple of years ago for a vacation in 2017, I went to this really small island off the coast of Belize mm-hmm. For a week vacation. There, they don't have plastic water bottles. They have water out of these like plastic bags. Plastic oh. bags were everywhere on the ground, floating in the water, in the sand. And they have trash bins all over the island. None of it was in the bins. It was just scattered around in storm drains and everything.
No, this cannot be happening, not just in California, but anywhere, right?
It could happen anywhere, even where you are.
In fact, when you're talking about plastic bags, that's exactly how we get it here. I mean, we surely get water bottles, but we also get water in these plastic pouches. We have that issue too. So the goal is to get 100% of the people to recycle everything that they possibly can, right? Honestly, that yeah. isn't the case anywhere. It really doesn't happen. So is there a secret recipe that you figured out to nudge people? Because even from day one, you've been talking to your community, your neighbors, and everyone around you. So how do you get more people to recycle?
If I'm out doing a recycling pickup from one of my customers, I see somebody out like watering the lawn. I go out, tell mm-hmm. them about my business. They start saving. We pick up from them. Next time, they have 2 bags. Next time we go, they have like 5 bags from their sister. Then their sister's wow. neighbor. And uh-huh. then their sister's neighbor's work. Going and going. So, and also people see me all over the internet, like on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all sorts of videos.
Is it because people saw you on Facebook and Instagram? Is that how they started recycling more? Or is it because they already know you and they like what you're doing is why people started following you?
Well, people just find out about me and they're like, hey, that kid's doing a great thing. I'm going to do exactly what he's doing, and I'm going to help him recycle. I live in the next town over. I'm going to call him for a recycling pickup. Or, hey, I'm in Ghana in Africa. I saw what you're doing. I'm going to start recycling now.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. In the last 8 years of your journey, while you were reaching out to your neighbors or the larger community, what is one thing that was really awesome that worked out great for you? And one thing that was like, no, not so great. I wish things were better. So can you give me one example for each?
Well, like I wish things were better. Like the bad experience was probably just seeing people litter at the beach and throwing recycled items into the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
The other day we were doing a beach cleanup at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking back to our truck. Somebody walked up straight to a garbage can there, stuck like a couple candy wrappers, and then a beer can in that trash can. You know what we did? We walked up to that trash can. We had grab-a-rooms. So we picked it up with our grab-a-room thing, stuck it in a bucket, and brought it home.
So it could be a little disheartening that not everyone's doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably a good experience from recycling is I get hundreds of emails each and every day. In weeks and months and years from people all around the world that just tell me that I'm really awesome and that I inspired them. Yeah, I just think that makes me feel pretty good that I'm making people recycle. Or I'm not like literally making them, but I inspire them too.
Right. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
You were just talking about cleanup, right? The beach cleanup. And you've also set a Project 3R in 2020, which is Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. So Project 3R, it focuses on recycling and environmental education. And you want to focus on cleanups as well, be that beach cleanups or community cleanups. My problem with cleanups is, someone else is littering, someone else is coming and throwing the trash, while people like you, and there are so many organizations around the world, they go after them and clean up. But the whole point is, we don't want any trash to be even littered, right? So how do you think we could change that mindset in those common people? People coming to the beach, people just walking in the parks and on the pavements.
I just want to like inspire everybody. I feel like we should have like police people like at every spot where people could litter, and if they see them litter, they could like arrest them or something. It teach them not to litter.
Times like this, I think in say New York Times Square, where there are so many advertisements and hoardings, instead of advertisements, we should show how much each one is littering every single day and the kind of garbage that we are creating, and probably that would nudge people.
I think I know how to make people think more about recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody litters, I should go up to them and tell them, like, hey, do you love sea turtles? They're like, yeah, they're my favorite type of animal. And, like, the cigarette butt that you just littered, that can harm a sea turtle.
Mm.
That's technically killing a sea turtle. Do you want that to happen?
Keeping it more real and saying that someone is actually being affected by our actions, I think that's a powerful statement.
Yes.
So you've been presented with every possible young award that there is. And in the last few years, you've met some really cool, popular people. In fact, Ellen is my personal favorite. And I was like, oh my God, Ryan's met Ellen. So that's really great. And you're an inspiration to so many other people. Like we just talked about all the emails that you get. But who inspires you, or what is it that inspires you and keeps you motivated?
Just knowing that everybody is being inspired by me inspires me. Or me inspiring a lot of people inspires me.
Right. This is like an inception of inspiration. Inspiration and inspiration and inspiration.
It's a reverse inspiration.
Right. Okay. The point is, we want everyone around the world to recycle. So how will everyone around the world follow it? Like I'm sitting in India. How will I get your message?
I always say you don't always have to do a beach cleanup. You could do like a park cleanup if you're near a park. If you're on a walk, you could pick up trash that you see. Riding a bike. It does not have to be a beach cleanup.
Right. So I was just wondering how a school kid in India or a school kid going in Africa, how will they be as inspired as you are sitting in the US? Like, how will you get that message of recycling across to them?
That's actually an interesting question. I never really thought about that. Maybe just knowing like one person in Africa.
Uh-huh.
And then they spread it to their friends, which spread it to their friends like, hey, you need to recycle. It's good for the environment. They do it. They spread it to their friends on and on and on and on till the whole world does it, maybe.
That's perfect. So if you have to say something to our listeners.
Well, I always tell people that if you recycle only one item a day, it could be just one soda bottle, beer can. That doesn't matter. One thing every day, it makes a big difference in the environment. If you don't think so, it does.
It does.
I know it looks like it only makes a small difference, but if we all recycle one thing every day, it makes a humongous difference. Just right. Think. I have almost 200,000 followers on Facebook, and we challenged them last week to recycle one bottle or can each day, Monday through Friday, just all of us to do it. And if we all did that, we will be recycling 1 million cans of bottles, because 200,000 times 5 bottles
is a million.
1 million. Uh-huh. And I'm about to recycle 1 million cans of bottles just by myself, me and my dad. My dad says I've recycled about 950,000. Only 50 more thousand.
I'm sure you'll get there, and very, very soon.
It will probably be in a month or two.
That's super cool.
Thanks. Oh, and also some other things that you can follow me on. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter are Ryan's Recycling. But my website is www.ryansrecycling.com.
Absolutely. I'm going to put that in the show notes. I'm going to put that everywhere. And Ryan, we hope that you buy your blue garbage truck soon and continue your efforts to make the world such a better place.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning in, all our listeners. It'd be great if you could subscribe to and share the podcast. We'd be on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Recycle Tech. That is RECYKALTECH. I'll be back soon with another inspirational guest speaker talking about environment, sustainability, and climate change. Till then, it's your host, Pratyusha Parkala, signing off.